You know, when it was time for my parents to retire, their chief concern was where to park their travel trailer. Their home and cars, they were paid off. Their pensions were plentiful, their needs few. What a difference a generation makes. These days, pensions are disappearing, medical costs are ridiculous, and you can't earn squat at the bank. And that's why I designed a course developed specifically to help you win your retirement. It's called The Only Retirement Guide You'll Ever Need. Among other things, you're going to learn a simple, proven system to destroy all your debts, how to know you won't outlive your money, and how to score up to $12,000 more every year in Social Security. And that's just for starters. Do you want to win your retirement? Then go to MoneyTalksNews.com and look for the Academy button at the top of the page. That's MoneyTalksNews.com, then click on Academy. MoneyTalksNews.com, Academy. You're going to be glad you did this. I guarantee it. Hey there, I'm Stacy Johnson, and this is Money, the podcast where we talk about all things money, how to get it, how to keep it, how to grow it, and what it all means to you. Today, we're going to talk about college, specifically how you can get the cost lower and keep borrowing to a minimum. Are costs starting to put college out of reach for Americans? Is there anything we can do about it? To find out, I talked to the financial aid director of a major South Florida university. Check this out and see if this college topic is worthy of some study. I am here with Tracy Beluca. She is the financial aid director for Florida Atlantic University and a former Miss America. She hates it when I do that. What we're going to talk about today is college, specifically the cost of college, and even more specifically, how we can graduate from college without borrowing a ton of money.
Good question.
Do you see this? You obviously do. Students are borrowing money.
There are strategies that students can use to avoid borrowing money or at least borrow very little. One is start in high school. Take dual enrolled classes. Start building your credit so by the time you transition into college, you already could be potentially a sophomore and save yourself a year's worth of tuition.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that you can do, and we're going to cover this stuff. Before we do, a little bit of background.
Okay.
I just read before I came here, about 30 grand is average student debt. That's a ton.
That's true.
You and I were just talking. We didn't have any.
That's true.
Or it wasn't as common when we were in college, and you're obviously younger than me, but it just seems like it used to be college was about learning stuff and preparing for a profession.
Yes.
Now it used to be what kept you out of college was grades. Now, money.
Money.
That's not right. It's not fair.
It creates a barrier.
Whose fault?
College costs have gone up. No doubt about that. We can read the news and see that that's a problem. But also, you know, preparing. I think families need to prepare very early. When they have a child and that plan is for that child to go to college, start thinking about that when they're a baby. There's prepaid plans in certain states, the 529 plans where they can save and just have a solid plan, and then money management.
But you know, Tracy, I have to say this too. My parents started saving when I was born. Did yours?
Yes.
Okay. Is it true though that now, I mean, certainly we would look at the price of college, at least the quoted numbers, I don't think my parents could have saved that much.
Well, that's where you got to think about scholarships.
And we're also talking about, you know, there are people, and there are lots of them, who have no extra money at all. You know, they can't save for their own retirement, much less put aside enough money to they have multiple kids, 20 grand a year. I mean, you know, maybe it seems so impossible that they don't even try.
Well, they should try because there's grants and scholarships and student loans aren't necessarily the evil of all evils, but it needs to be kept under control. Okay. Only borrow what you absolutely need. Manage your money. Make sacrifices, lifestyle choices. Maybe don't go to Starbucks every day. Maybe don't go out all the time. You know, start to think about how you can cut back.
And you're talking about both parents and students.
Parents and students, absolutely.
And you know, let's use this as a segue to get into some tools. Like, for example, we look at what the sticker price of college is and we throw up our hands. Oh, it's 20 grand a year or it's 40 grand a year if it's a private school. And we go, oh, we can't do it. One of the things I've talked to you about before, it's a sticker price.
Right. Sticker price versus net price.
Help explain that.
Well, one thing that's a wonderful tool, and it's mandated by the federal government, every school must have a net price calculator on their website. So you can log into any school's website, and I would suggest doing this at multiple schools so you can compare. And then just in the search engine, net price calculator. From there, you'll actually get not the sticker price, but the net price, meaning the average student that fits into your income category, how much are they paying out of pocket?
Why is there a difference? Why is it when I go to buy a loaf of bread, it is what it is? But now when I come to college, it says this, but it means that.
Well, the tuition and fees are one thing, but then that gets offset by resources. Grants, scholarships, loans, filling out the FAFSA certainly is step one in that process. And then scholarships. Students really need to understand that scholarships aren't going to just come to them. They have to go out and look for them. So pound the pavement. Go to your, even your local college can help you with scholarship searches, even if that's not the college of choice. And start filling out those applications. They take time. You need to make them compelling. Write an essay that's going to grab attention. Just imagine that you're on a committee, this is typically how it works in any school, and you're going through hundreds of scholarship applications to select maybe five recipients. You need to have an application that's going to stand out from everyone else's. You absolutely have to work at it. Everything, this isn't something that's just going to come easy, but it's worth it. And the more you can get in scholarships and grants and those kind of things, even the federal work study program is a nice option because you can work on campus and then go to school at the same time and get paid.
So bottom line is, step one, understand that sticker price isn't necessarily net price.
Exactly.
Find out what your net price is. Work to get that net price lower. Okay, now let's go back and revisit some of those tips quickly that you had mentioned before.
Right.
Getting credits while you're still in high school.
Getting credits while you're still in high school.
You said you could get how many?
There's not necessarily a limit. So we've had students where we see they'll bring in 45 credits. Some bring in 30. Some bring in 10.
How much is that worth in dollars?
It depends on how much. Think of the cost per credit for tuition wherever you're going to school. If it's a couple hundred dollars, then, you know, multiply it out.
So that could be like if it's $200, which isn't uncommon, I guess, you get 30 credits. That's $6,000.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's meaningful.
Yeah.
And you're still living at home.
Yeah.
You're not incurring any other costs, you know, just books and things like
okay,
that.
Okay. So thinking in high school,
thinking
trying to get credits as much as you can. What
credits.
Else?
Hi, everyone. Aaron here. Could you use an extra $991? Yeah, I sure could. $991. Believe it or not, that is the average amount our newsletter subscribers report saving every year. Our totally free Money Talks newsletter is stuffed with actionable advice and tips to help boost your savings and slash your expenses. It only takes 2 seconds to subscribe. Just go to moneytalksnews.com. You'll see the sign up right there on the homepage. Do it now, and you'll also get a free ebook, 208 Ways to Save Money Every Day. I've used this book. It's great. That alone is a $15 value. So let's recap. $991 to gain, nothing to lose. Subscribe right now at moneytalksnews.com. That's moneytalksnews.com. I'll also put that link in our show notes. Sign up now. You'll be glad you did.
Community college. 2+2 programs where you go 2 years to community college, and then you transition into whatever university you want with 60 credits. So you'd be a junior and get your degree from there. The degree is still the same. Is still from that university.
Yeah, obviously.
Right.
And now, and also there's accelerated programs?
Accelerated programs. There's programs called 3-2 programs where it's actually where you graduate with a bachelor's and a master's degree simultaneously. Obviously giving you a leg up in the workforce.
Now, how about just making up, just saying you have a master's degree? Does that work? I use it a lot. It's the imaginary master's. And when it's if it's an imaginary one, it might as well be from Wharton.
You'll get found out on that.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay,
no, that's a bad thing.
But now what I was talking about was going to summer school, right?
Summer school definitely helps. Knock out credits while you can. And I know students who maybe go away to college, when they come home in the summer, they might pick up some summer credits at their local university, your local community college, and that counts. I mean, that counts towards your degree.
You should always make sure that they transfer, right?
Absolutely.
Because it can be that they won't.
Yep. You do all that ahead of time.
Okay, so we've got high school. We've got going in summer. We've got master's and bachelor's combined, I guess.
Right.
What else can we do?
Well, I think also, too, you need to have a plan. So start researching majors, careers associated with those majors, starting salaries in those majors, and make sure that you're actually working towards that plan. So if you do incur debt, will you be able to pay it off? Is it manageable? Can you do it? Just really plan ahead. And the sooner you start planning, the better.
And, you know, we were talking before the camera went on, too, about
I've said to you, and you said it's not that common, but I see it, and we certainly see it in headlines. And I have people email me. I've got $100,000 of college debt. I interviewed someone 8 years ago at the University of Miami with $100,000 with a psychology degree.
Mm-hmm.
And my first thought is, what the hell were you thinking?
Why, right?
I mean, it's almost like they wouldn't borrow $100,000 to go to Vegas or buy a Mercedes, but they're borrowing $100,000 here, and then they can't pay it back.
Well, that's
why did they do that?
That's a good question. We try to offer them, financial 101 training, how to budget, how to stay out of debt, how to manage it, those kind of things. So that's happening all along in the process, and they're getting fed that information. Even we talked about sample repayment schedules. So when students go to borrow, before they actually accept, they look at, okay, if I borrow this much and the interest rate is X, how long will it take me and what will my payments be? So the tools are there. They're all there.
I was saying to you about the CARD Act. Now, when we open a credit card statement, the credit card company must tell us how much it would cost to, or how long it'll take to pay this off at minimum payments, and how much it'll cost us in interest.
Right.
And you're saying they're doing the same thing at the university.
Yes.
And yet people are still doing this.
Yes.
So part of the problem, I mean, I don't want to put all of the burden on the student. Part of the problem is it's cost a lot. Part of the problem is they're peers are all doing it. And they just, it's become a part of college,
part of the
process.
Guess.
I don't know. I'm not a student. I would never have borrowed $100,000 to go to college. I'd have been swinging a hammer somewhere instead.
No, exactly. But, you'd find a way not to.
Yeah.
And I think that's just it. It's being tenacious and being aggressive and finding alternatives for yourself.
And actually, another thing I read too, and you can tell me if I'm wrong about this, finding a college where you're a star instead of the standard. Yes, you want to go to Harvard. But if you went to X school, they really want you.
Right.
And they're
going to
come up with all kinds of things.
Yeah. Money. No, that's true. There's recruitment scholarships, and they do go after certain students. So, yes, absolutely.
So maybe you have to step down in order to get what you want. And then maybe save up some money and then get your master's at Harvard.
Well, I think, too, is, go into the financial aid office at that school and say just what you're saying. Look, I want to go to school here, but I don't want to borrow. What's available for me? Ask the questions.
What great advice. I've tried that at the Ferrari dealer. Did not work at all.
You're not driving a Ferrari, are you?
I am not driving a Ferrari. Tracy, we're out of time. I sure appreciate your help. You're a wonderful interview.
Absolutely, anytime.
We'll do it again.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, that's all I've got for you today. Hopefully you learned something you can use. If you want to know more about today's topic, just visit me online at moneytalksnews.com. You can just do a search for college and learn a ton more on this topic. That's moneytalksnews.com. And thanks for spending a little time with me. There's a million podcasts out there. I'm honored that you chose mine. And if you like what you heard, do us both a favor and subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe. Then please review me. Takes you 2 seconds, makes my mom proud. Thanks again, folks. I'm Stacy Johnson. I'm going to see you right here next time.